episode 2025, Do It Like a Pro.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy, happy day, rise and shine. It's a brand new day. It's a brand new week. Yes, it is Mindset Monday. Are you ready to create your now? Are you ready to do something you haven't done? You want to tackle those goals, reach those dreams. It's time to do it like a pro. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. You know, life isn't about settling for the same old thing. If you want to make your dreams a reality, it's going to take action. Do it like a pro. This episode is brought to you by the AIM Academy. You know, have you ever wondered about the difference between an amateur and a professional? Okay, I know. You're sitting around just twiddling your fingers saying, Christiane, I have nothing else better to do than to look up these two words. Yeah, I know you're not. So I'm going to give you the definition. It is Monday, remember. An amateur is a person who engages in a study, sport, or other activity for pleasure rather than for financial benefit or professional reasons. Now, a lot of us would consider ourselves amateur. We may do things because we enjoy them. It may be a hobby, but we are not getting paid for them. You have a professional, however, who is a person who follows an occupation as a means of livelihood or for gain. Show me the money. So a professional is doing it for other reasons. Yes, they may love it and they would like to have it as a hobby, but they do it more so for what? The return on investment, whether it's taking care of their bodies and working out and they're out there on the football field. I mean, come on, aren't we getting ready for football? I'm sure hoping so. I'm crossing my fingers. I'm just saying. But it's a professional, right? It's a profession. And so you're getting paid for that. What if you looked at your dreams in the context of amateur and professional? How would you say you operate in your everyday? Are you an amateur or are you a professional? Now, I'm not saying look at yourself as going, okay, well, I am a carpenter, and so that is my profession. I'm a professional there. You actually may be a professional as a mom. Think about it. Yes, I am definitely a professional as a mom. But as a house painter, I'm an amateur. Now, you all know I've been doing a lot of house painting lately. And I just have to laugh at myself because I had no idea this was going to encompass like months of my activity and my work. But I don't consider myself a house painter. Am I good at it? Oh, yes. Have I mastered it? Oh, yes. But do I do it as a profession? Oh, no. So I'm an amateur at it. There are many characteristics in how we conduct ourselves in our everyday. Those and even our actions can predict how long our dreams will stay in dreamland. How long have you been living your dream? Oh, wait, or wishing you were living your dream? Most of us live longer dreaming about our dreams than living our dreams. It's just a fact. And in reality, that's kind of sad when you think about it. Now, I know circumstances change, and sometimes it's a financial reason. Sometimes it's because it's a life event that has changed things and your dream has now changed. So we get that, right? Sometimes our dreams have to go to dreamland and they just have to stay there. And other times they're in dreamland, but it's because of our own actions, our own attitude, our own mindset that keeps us stuck in dreamland. So let's be serious. You want to change something in your life. Most of the time, it's much easier to stay with what you know, the same old thing. We're comfortable there. That's our comfort zone. Yet, your heart wants something more, and then your mind begins playing tricks on you. Those mind games are ridiculous distractions that destroy dreams daily. You know that whole game Candyland and you get to go and move and then if you get a certain spot on the board, you have to go back so many spaces, etc. Well, that's kind of how it is in dreamland, right? We feel like we're dealt certain cards, and at times we're moving like 5 steps forward and we're like, yes, I'm getting closer. And then life happens and you're like 10 steps back. Life is unfair. Change is constant. That's just how it is. So if you're going to sit here and grumble about that, then guess what? No change is going to happen. You're going to stay right where you are. You won't even go beyond dreamland because you're going to be stuck in it, or you may just be stuck at where you are. Now, I don't want to be the one to give you the bad news, so I want to give you some hope. If you want to make your dreams a reality, it's going to take action just like a pro. So you might as well do it like a pro. That is your Kiss to Keep It Simple strategy. Do it like a pro, P-R-O. The distance between your dreams and reality is taking aim. Action ignites motivation. And that is exactly what a pro does, right? He sets his mind to it and gets to work. Let's look at football. I know, I'm all about football. So you've got football going. You've got an athlete that says, I am on the NFL team. I want to be on this team and I want to do amazing things. Do you think he's just kind of kicking back over the summer and, you know, has his feet up in the air and like, I'm going to eat nothing but sugar and I'm not going to work out. I'm not going to practice anything. I'm not going to look at games. I'm not going to try to better my talent. No, I'm just going to sit here. He's not going to get very far. In fact, his contract probably most likely will be canceled because he won't be able to meet the needs of what the team requires. So he's not going to be a pro. But if he's taking it seriously and he's saying, you know what, I'm a pro at this, he may take a week off, 2 weeks off, maybe a month off. But even at that, he is still working on things. He's making sure he's feeding his body, fueling it appropriately. Yeah, he may not be eating 5,000 or 6,000 calories because he's not killing himself on the field during scrimmages, but he is trying to stay in shape. And so he's watching how he's fueling his body. He's watching what he's doing. You've got to set your mind to what you want and get to work. Do it like a pro. So what does that look like in real life? Well, number one, P, you have to prioritize. Get in the game of what you're after. Most of us are just sitting back in dreamland and we really don't want to get in the game for whatever reason. Maybe you've been hurt, too many failures, you know, failure achieved. You're tired of hearing it. You're like, I want to hear success achieved. I got this, but I don't have it. And so your mind has got you all discombobbled and you're like, I don't know what I'm supposed to do. So you got to prioritize. Prioritize, get in the game of what you're after. If you keep chasing stuff that isn't getting you closer to your dream, you're chasing the wrong thing. I'm being honest with you. I know I've done it. I'm not telling you anything I don't know because I've lived this. And so I want to help guide you so you can begin to start making little changes in your life, which create big impact. So prioritize. You also have to be willing to let unnecessary activities or commitments fall away. Now, some of us like to do everything. No is not in our vocabulary. We don't even know how to spell the word no because we think we know everything. But what you think you know is not really what you know? Okay, now that we've had fun with the word no, I want you to go back to your priorities. Get in the game and be willing to let unnecessary activities or commitments fall away. You have got to say no. We tell our kids to say no to drugs. Sometimes you got to tell your friends no. Sometimes you got to even tell your church, your community, no, I can't do this. I've got to focus. These are my boundaries. I'm sticking to it. Prioritize what matters to you in the season of life that you're in. And don't apologize for it. Stop trying to live everybody else's expectations and focus on what you want. Focus on what God is leading you towards and go for it. And guess what? If you fall down, pick yourself back up and start again. Do it like a pro. Prioritize. Number two, R, regulate. Look for the possibilities and erase the probabilities. You've got to get rid of what's getting in the way. Now, I know you're thinking, my spouse, shh, don't say anything. My children, shh, don't say anything. Okay, those are two you cannot get rid of. I'm sorry, it doesn't work. I know, I get it. I would like it too once in a while. I mean, let's be honest. Because it's a responsibility. And you're like, gosh, if I could just have 2 more hours in my day. If you had those 2 more hours, guess what? You would want 2 more hours, even more. And it would add up and you're like, it doesn't matter who I get rid of in my day, I still have stuff that needs to happen. So you got to regulate what is going on in your everyday. Look for the possibilities and erase the probabilities. A lot of us are living in the probabilities. Oh my gosh, if this happens, I've got to be prepared this way. And no, I'm not talking about insurance. I'm not talking about looking and going, well, you know, if my house was to burn down, if we were to have a hurricane, I'm not looking at those kind of probabilities. That's for a whole nother episode. What I'm talking about here is the probabilities of, gosh, you know, I've got 3 kiddos. And what's the probability of me ever becoming an author? I just don't have time. I work all the time. I come home, I'm tired. I take care of the house. I mean, if I can't handle the laundry, how in the heck am I going to be able to write a book? The only story I know is Dr. Seuss. And even then, when I read it, I fall asleep. My child doesn't, but I do. Okay, so those are probabilities. That's living in another spectrum of your life. Some of it may be happening, but what you're doing is you're trying to talk yourself out of what you should be doing, which is the possibilities. What if you could work full time? What if you could still come home and have enough energy to fold the laundry maybe once a week, not 3 times a week, and begin to write your book? That would change everything. You also have to understand that you control only you. You control only your actions. You want to control what you can and then be open to what might come your way that's unscheduled. We try to schedule so much in our day. That laundry, it may not get done for 2 weeks. Don't beat yourself up over it. We're all human. I think I've got laundry from, let's not talk about it. That too is for another episode. But what you do have to look and consider is when you are looking at your dreams, when you are looking at your goals and where you are headed, you've got to say, what can I control? What do I need to do now, right now, at this minute, that can keep moving me closer to where I want to go? Will you be able to do it overnight? Of course not. Will you be able to do it in 2 weeks? Maybe, maybe not. Depends on what your goal or your dream is. It may take you 20 years. But if you achieve it, was that 20 years worth it? Yeah. I think about a little boy who had a big dream to play in the NFL. And he went out and practiced every single day. He worked on his throwing, his catching. He made sure he worked on his personal development, his mindset. He made sure he took the right classes, had the right people around him. He went to college and did the same thing and kept building and kept building and kept building. And then one day, he got the call. He was recruited to the New York Jets. You see, dreams do come true. But in order for those dreams to come true, work has to happen. And work means what? You're in reality. You're not in dreamland. There's a difference. So you've got to understand that sometimes we want to have everything scheduled, but there are times that opportunities arise that are totally unscheduled. And you're like, oh my gosh, this like fell in my lap. You probably had a few of those, oh my goodness, opportunities that have fallen in your lap. And you're like, oh my gosh, if I could have this every day, it would be awesome. But then sometimes what happens? We get scared, we back up. You know what? Regulate. You control who you are, the actions that you take. And if something unscheduled comes about, And it matches up with what you're doing with your goals and your dreams in the season of life that you're in. And God is saying yes, and your spouse is going, yeah. And your children are like, well, I don't know, Mom, what do you think? Go for it. Do it like a pro. Prioritize, regulate. And finally, number three, optimize. What is working for you now? Stop trying to figure everything out 10 years from now. I want you to look at right now. Create your now. What is working for you now? Sometimes we look so far ahead that it scares the bejeebers out of us. And we're like, oh my goodness, what was I thinking? I can't handle this. You can't handle it because maybe you're just looking too far ahead. But if you just looked at the next step, one step at a time leads to miles of greatness. Things might happen, not necessarily faster, but they may happen in the order it's supposed to happen. And maybe you won't feel as rushed because you're optimizing where you are planted currently. Create your now. Don't give up just because you can. I don't want to hear excuses. I know I've been there. I've done that. And the excuses get old after a while. And then you have conversations with people that you love and that you know are going to speak truth into you. And they're like, I've been trying to tell you this, girl, for a long time. Where have you been? And you're like, oh, I've been right here. Have you not been listening? And they're like, well, have you not been listening? If something is working, why would you stop? Keep going. Create your now. Do it like a pro. Prioritize, regulate, optimize. Don't give up on your dream. Because you know what? Our dreams don't give up on us. We do. We're the ones who give up. We're the ones taking action. Dreams take time, commitment, and consistency. You matter, and so does your dream. So get your mind out of the gutter. Don't feel like, oh my goodness, I don't think I can handle this. Remember, the distance between your dreams and reality is taking aim. Are you ready to get into action, to ignite your motivation, to create your now? It's time to do it like a pro. Go out today, be present, be incredible, be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a beautiful day. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.